Good morning, Gittin Winter. Hope everyone had a nice yontiv. We're picking it up. I raised up Pesachim, Daf Mem Dalad Amid Aleph. Mem Dalad Amid Aleph. We'll pick it from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Today's Amid actually touches on a whole bunch of important topics in Hilchas Aruvus, general Yisrael Sikha topics. Number one, Heter Mistarf Lesser. Number two, Tam Ki Iker. And number three, Kazayas, this main focus week, Kazayas Pekdeh Chilas Pras. So just to touch them quickly, then we'll go into the Gemaras. The idea of Hetem Sarfa Lesser is, let's say a person, if it's ever Nisser, needs to eat a shear of Kazayas, let's say of Achilas Isser. If he has only half a Kazayas of Isser combined with half a Kazayas of Heter, so he has a shear of Achila, a full shear of Achila of Kazayas, but only half of his Isser, Hetem Sarfa Lesser says that the Heter is mistarf to create the full shear, and I have a shear of Isser, even though Isser Shabbai is less than a Kazayas. I ate a full Kazayas, and half of it was Isser, that makes a full shear of Isser. That's the Chiddush of Heter Mistarf Lesser. The idea of Tam Kikr is a little bit different. Tam Kikr is that if the taste of Isser was imparted into a Heter, so that Heter now becomes Isser. It's not the Pshat that the Heter has been starved to the Isser. Heter is Isser, because since the Heter possesses the flavor of the Isser, that's Tam Kikr, therefore the Heter itself, the Tam is like the Iker itself, and therefore the Heter now itself is Usser, that is the idea of Tam Kikr. And of course, the idea of a Kazayas with the Iker's process means that a shear of Achila, what we're talking about eating a Kazayas, has to be within a limited amount of time. We don't say if a person eats a Kazayas over the course of 4 days, that's considered eating Kazayas, has to be within a normal amount of Achila, which we say is the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Shiles, how big is that loaf of bread? 4 eggs, 6 eggs. But the point is, if one eats a Kazayas in this amount it takes to eat a half, a pras means half, a loaf of bread, that's considered within a reasonable amount of time. Halach l'maisa, the discussion is as little, it could be as little as 2 minutes to as much as 9 minutes. We use both of Shir Milchumra. To be Aver and Isser, we try to say that a person should make sure not to eat it within 9 minutes. In the case of Tchak, a person should try to spread it out over 9 minutes. In the case of Mitzvah, when a person is being Yetzir Mitzvah, he should try to be Mekayim it within 2 minutes. Okay, but back to the bottom of Mem Gimel on the base, 5 lines for the bottom page. Amr Bevo, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Kolosun Jibadar, this is a continuation. The person is going to connect it back to a drasha of Ze'iri from earlier in the Andaf Gimel. Kol Isser and Shabbatera, says Rabbi Vo and name Rabbi Yechon. Any Isser the Torah ain't Heter Mistarf Lesser. When it comes to Isser the Torah in general, Heter is not Mistarf Lesser, Chutz Misri Nazar, except for by Isri Nazar. A Nazar, of course, is Asr from enjoying wine and the like. So a Nazar, we say Heter Mistarf Lesser. Why? Shemet Amra Torah Mishras. Because the Torah says Mishras. Mishras means like infused. Mishras means it was soaked. So the classic example of first to explain is, let's say you have bread that was soaked with wine, bread that was soaked with grape juice. So the halacha is that the nazar is going to be over. Now, if we're talking about a case where the bread has a shear, he's eating enough bread where he gets a full revius of the grape juice of the wine in that bread, so you don't have to tell me a chiddush that you're over on mishras. He's over on grape juice, on the wine, by having that shear of wine or grape juice. It must be that the shear of wine or the grape juice was not the full amount. It was not a shear. And we're combining the bread that's being eaten, the bread itself, which is infused with the flavor of the wine, we're combining the bread itself, so the heter is being mistarf for the shear of Isser. A key point, we're going to go with Rashi throughout this whole Gemara, but a key point, Kimachalik is Rashi, and the other Rishonim, is Rashi is very clear, when we say heter mistarf Isser, the chiddush is, even if it's two separate entities, I have my heter and my achila, my heter and my Isser, I should say, and I'm eating both, let's say a half a shear of the, a half a kazayas of heter, and half a kazayas of Isser, I'm eating them both at the same time. I'm eating them together, one in one eating. That's enough to mistarf to have a share of achila and a share of isser. Even though isser is not a share, it's a share of achila and isser, and I'm going to be over. But the point is, according to Rashi, I don't need the foods to be combined. The example giving it is pretty combined. The bread was infused, was soaked with wine. It's kind of one mix, one mixture. But according to Rashi, in general, heter mistarf isser is going to apply, even if it's not a mixture, even if it's separate. It's very clear in Rashi's words. Rashi will point it out in the next Rashi. Says it also, the short Rashi, second to bottom Rashi of the page, by Sa'ar, by Chametz. We'll skip ahead to it now. If you look at Rashi, 3 lines up at the bottom of the page, Rashi says, the Chatzidai's Chametz to Sa'ar, half the guys of Chametz, talking about by a be makter on the mizbeach of sar, which is you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. Kol sar is baltatiru and chatzi kizayis of matzah. The ena ma'ar muravim el kolecha nikkur. We're talking about with an amurav. Rashi learns even the amurav. Each one is nikkur. Still, we say heter is mistarf lister. That's Rashi Shita. Other shirim argue and say no. Avada, even if you can say heter is mistarf lister to get to a shir, you need shir kizayis, and the heter is combining with the isser to get to the shir. It's only where it's one entity. It's mixed together. There's a taruvus here, but if it's not mixed together, if it's mamar separate, you're not going to have mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Dovah Shita, Ramban Shita, Mechamas. They be for Tesis, the same Shita. All arguing Rashi. Again, we're going to go Rashi Malach that it can be fully separate. Okay. So says the Gemara Drasha Bravon Neir Beichnan. All the Sun Shabbatera, we do not say Heter is Mistarf Lisser. We don't say you can combine the Heter with the Isser to get a share of Achila to make one Aver, except for by Nazir. That is the member of Beichan. With Ziri Amar, and this is what we had earlier, Ziri says, Af Sa'ar Bakhtatiru, so too the Isser, just like by Nazir, the Isser of Sa'ar, the Machter Levin, on the Mizbeach. That's not to be confused with the Chametz of Pesach. We're going to address that in a second. But there's an Isser to put Chametz on the Mizbeach. The Isser of being Machter Chametz on the Mizbeach is also would combine Isser and Heter to get a full shear. Let's say the full shear of a Haktar is a Kemitza. So if you have the Kemitz, that's what we just quoted, I read the Rashi prematurely, just to bring out the point in Rashi, but that's what Rashi is quoting. If you're makter a chatzi kazayas of matzah and a chatzi kazayas of sar together, full kazayas, so you're over on the isser of batatiru, the hetas bizar flisser to get to the isser of batatiru as well. Ziri's adding another exception to the general rule. The general Ziri agrees most of the isurim we don't say hetas bizar flisser. Come on, so the Gemara understands Ziri was making this addition to Rabbi Yochanan's memra by adding in the case of batatiru. Of Sar, Lachari is going Karbalazza to Darish Kol. Presumably, the understanding of Ziri is based on Rabbi Lazar, who went earlier, who Darshan's Kol. And Kol comes to include, Kol's Rebu, say Kol comes to include that even the non Chametz is combined with the Chametz. If that's the case, Chametz and Pesach have the same Drash of Kol. Yachi has the Gemara on top of Mandal Malf. Linyin Chametz Pesach Nami, Ligabi Chametz Pesach also say Kol comes to include when it comes to the shear of eating Isser Chametz of Pesach. Kol should tell me if I have a mixture that is partial Chametz, partial non-Chametz, it combines to a shear of an Achila to be Eiver, to get Malkus, at least. We're not going to get Karis. First point out, we're not going to say they get Karis, right? Or Blazer himself agrees there's not going to be a Chiv of Karis, where Blazer held there's a Chiv of Malkus. That's what Blazer Shita. So why don't we apply that exception to the rule, Legabe Malkus for Chametz as well? The same way he's saying it for Nazir is an exception, and Batatir the Mizbech is an exception, and Yadarshim the Chari, the word Kur, like a Blazer. So he says Legabe Chametz and Pesach also. The same din. Mer says, you're right. It's true. Ziri's halacha would apply also equally. The same source that he brings, which is Rabbi Lazar, from the Drash of Kol, for the Isser of being Makter Chametz on Mizbeach, that same source would be for Chametz on Pesach as well. So why did he focus dafka on the Mizbeach? Lafuk mit Abaye. He focused on the Mizbeach to exclusion of Abaye. Abaye says, Yesh Akhtar Pachal Gazayas. Abaye says your whole issue of having a shear by the Mizbeach is irrelevant, because Abaye holds that when it comes to the Mizbeach, it's called Akhtar even on Gazayas anyway. So you don't need to have Heter to be starved Isser to make a shear, because you have the shear even with the minimal amount of the Sar that's on the Mizbeach. Kamash Balan, so Zibi focused on that case of Akhtarah. That Akhtar on the Mizbeach, you combine this factor to teach me that Akhtar lav lepachas b'kazayis. If less than a kazayis of Akhtar, it's not called Akhtar. Since you wanted to come to exclude from Abaye, therefore you focus on the case of Akhtar. But who in a Chanami, who had din, Hetem Mitzarf Lisser will apply to Pesach as well. So we have Hetem Mitzarf Lisser according to Ravon Levi Breitlon for the din of Nazir, and Ziri's adding it applies what we're saying now, both for Chametz on Pesach and for Chametz on the Mizbeach. Yos Rav Dimi v'kamalash baita. So Rav Dimi was sitting and he said over this memra. By the way, just really, this could have been spoken out earlier when we dashed in Rabbi Lazar, this drush of kol. But the Ravid asked that the Torah says lushan of kol by 35 other mitzvahs or dinim. It says lushan of kol. Do we dash it? When Rabbi Lazar is dashing kol over here, and kol's coming to include that even you can combine a share of heter and you combine heter and isser to get the full share by chametz. Do we make a drush of all the other kols in the Torah? And the rabbi says, Tarachian, what are those drushes for all the other kols in the Torah? That's the rabbi. The Miri answers, I know that all other kols, whenever it says kol, typically another place, we see the word kol is necessary there. For example, by sheretz of the aretz, and sheretz hayam, or sheretz of the birds, we need the word kol, because there's different types of sheretzim, or by dam, there's different types of blood, so you need the word kol to include the various species, we'll call it, within whatever the Torah is talking about on these other places of kol. But over here by Sa'ar and Chametz, we're saying kol is extra. Why? Because Sa'ar and Chametz, we're saying, is really the same essence. Sa'ar and Chametz, same essence. There's no reason to include one over the other, and therefore the word kol is extra. Miri himself avarns. What about the fact that Chametz is from any five of the grains? It could be from wheat, barley, spelt, rye, right? It could be oats, it could be any of the five grains. So maybe that's what the kol comes to include by Chametz. Says the Miri interesting Svara. Since there's no reason to include one over the other, even though a few of them are listed in the Zion, in the Shifas Minim, there's no reason to include one over the other. Therefore, I invite wouldn't need kol for that. I don't need kol for that because which one would I say is not included? It's understood all five species of grains would be included, and therefore the word kol is fully extra via. So the point is, Miri is essentially trying to answer Rav's question that no, that normally kol is needed. Over here, kol is extra, and that's where Vidrasha, but we're not going to darshan every kol in the Torah if it's needed for the simple meaning of the various places where it's being used. Okay, says the Gemara now. Yasser Avdim v'kama l'esh right. Avdim was saying over this memra that what? That the Isra Mestarf, or Het Mestarf l'Isser, to make a shear applies dafka by Nazir. Amay Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Dimi, v'chol asurin shem v'tera eidet v'saf l'Isser. Are you telling me that dafka by Nazir, Het Mestarf l'Isser, other surim, we don't say Het Mestarf l'Isser? Aye. Tonight we learned the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tefil Yoyim, in the second parak. A mikvah shel truma. If you have like a porridge, a dish of truma, the main dish is the whatever the grain is, whatever it is, it's in this porridge, and it has also spices. It has like spices and has oil, garlic and oil, as you will see. So says the Mishnah. If you have the mikvah, the main ingredient, the porridge is truma, vashum vashemen shechulin, the garlic and the oil is chulin. The nugget tful yom b'mitzasim, and as we know, tful yom someone went to the mikvah. He's waiting for nightfall to finish his entire process. But right now, the tful yom legabe chulin is nothing. If he touches chulin, he's not tamei at all. He's ready tar legabe chulin. He won't do any damage to the chulin. But legabe truma, he does create tima on truma. Right? Tful yom is mutter even in my sheni. He's just usherin truma and hektish till nightfall. So now, the nugget tful yom b'mitzasim. The tful yom touched part of this porridge. Halachas pasas chulin. It passes it all, the entire porridge. Hamikvah, because you touch the ikkar. The ikkar is the porridge. You touch the ikkar is the porridge, and the porridge is tummy, is truma, and therefore it's subject to tumma, and therefore the whole thing becomes tummy. What about the flip side? What if it's a mikvah shechulim? What if the porridge primarily was chulim? Vashem Hashem is truma, but the flavorings, the oil, and the garlic was made of truma, the nuggets from Mintasan, and the tulyam touched part of it. Over there we say, over there he only passed the place that he touched, only the place that he touched, since the ikkar is the porridge, the main ingredient, and that is chulin, and that's not subject to tefillin. So therefore it doesn't become tummy. The Gemara right away addresses, so why is it even that spot tummy? Why even the spot that he touched it? The ikkar, let me say it's batal. The ikkar is the chulin, that's the porridge. The spice, the flavor, the garlic, the oil is truma. He touched. We're saying the spot they touch is his tummy. Ask the Gemara, Vavinaba, lepasal makamaga, bavad. Vavinaba, we ask, makamaga, my pasula, why is even the place that he touched? Tame. Habalu tavam brave. Aren't the spices, aren't the flavorings butl in the rave of the porridge, which is considered non truma, which is chulin, so it should be butl. So it all should be tar. Says the Gemara, Vam rabar bachana, matam, helvizar loikalimbic zayas. The reason why the spot which he touches becomes pasal is because a zar, a non-kayin is not allowed to eat truma. And if a non-kayin eats truma, he gets malchus. A non-kayin would be chayiv malchus by eating a kazayas. Now, heichinami, what's the case? Lavishim the hetmasaf. I mean, there's a regular case of dimua. We know truma mixed with chulin. It's called dimua. If you don't have a bittel of 100, of 100 to 1, it's considered the truma is not batal. And in this case, we're saying, you don't have the porridge of 100 to 1 to the spices, to the garlic and the oil, and therefore it's not batal, and the zar is going to be chayev b'kazayis. Now, what's the case of the zar, the non-kayin, is going to be chayev for malchus for eating a kazayis? L'amishim tat b'saf l'ister, the assumption is, you're not eating a full kazayis of truma. That's, you don't have a shira of folks that has truma. Presumably, if you eat a kazayis of this mixture, you have the porridge, which most of it was saying in this case is chulin, but between the porridge that he eats, which is chulin, and the garlic and oil of truma that he's eating, he has a full eating of a kazayis, of which part of it is truma. So we see very clearly the din of het mesarf l'isser over here, l'gabi the isser of eating truma, of a zar eating truma, l'chor etzariah that applies not just by nazir, and not just by sa'ar on the mizbeach, or by chametz, it applies even by regular mitzvah, an isser, of a zar, a non-kayin eating truma, the Gemara says lay. Rav Dimi says back to Abai, no, this case, this that Rabbi Chana said, matam helvazar leikalim b'kazayis, means as follows. What he meant to say is, my kazayis, ik kazayis b'kadeh chiles pras. he could eat a kazayis worth of truma alone in kedei achilas pras. We're really introducing, we reference this in our Gemara, but a new din. We're falling off the din of, we're not focused on the din of heter misaf lesser, of combining the heter and the iser to reach a shear of iser. That's not what we're saying over here. What we're saying over here is that he would have a full shear of a kazayis of truma. The czar would have a full shear of kazayis between the oil and the garlic of iser. He'll have a full shear within a zman of achilas pras, of a zman of achilas pras. Meaning, by eating this porridge, which is primarily made of chulin, but if he keeps eating let's go with the middle zman. We said between 2 and 9 minutes. Let's go with 5 minutes. If he eats this porridge for 5 minutes, he'll end up having within the 5 minute span a kezayis of truma alone. So we're not worried about a heter misaf lesser. Rather, what Rabbi Chanan was saying is you have a kezayis of iser within achilas pras. Had it been spread out over a bigger period of time than achilas pras, it wouldn't be misaf for iser. Even if you have a full shear of iser, it wouldn't be considered an iser because it's not within a lot of time to be called an achila, to spread out. So that was the chiddush of Rabbah when he said you have a kezayis. However, there's a likelihood of a kezayis. He means kedei achilas pras. Says number 1 second. Are you telling me that the din of achilas pras is a deraisa? Well, kezayis of achilas pras is a deraisa meaning because we're saying Malchus is telling it. We're saying that Malchus, even if it's a din malach mash besina, but at least it's deraisa to Malchus. Is that indeed the case? And first, I'm actually bothered. What's the hamina? Isn't that so many dinim in the Torah of kedei achilas pras are deraisa? What is the Havminat? Actually, Ben David asks, there's 40 places in Shas that discuss the din of Achilas Pras and relates to so many mitzvahs, like we pointed out before, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, relates to Isurim. Why would I think it's not the Raisa? So Ben David explains that Dafka over here, by Taruvus, we have some sort of Shaila. Is it considered Achilas Pras, a din de Raisa, to be mitzdarf within a taruvus, that we can see the portion of isur that you're eating is kedei achilas pras. It's mitzdarf the little portions to make a shear. And in general, the din of kedei achilas pras, if one's eating straight isur, and he's eating little tidbits of the isur, and he reaches a shear within achilas pras, of course that's enough to make him over, and he's chayav on the right level. And the flip side, when he's eating for a mitzvah, in the good way, also, we know the shear of to be mitzaref is kedei achilas pras. That we know that was never a shayla. Our shayla dafke over here is by taruvus. It's taruvus. There's a havin that maybe taruvus is different. That's how Rabbi Dov learns this gemara because otherwise it's a commonly known din of jas. That's gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanan. Sorry, kedei achilas pras is kedei achilas pras a din deraisi. Says gemara. Amar in Rabbi Dimi said back to Abaye. Yes, it is. It is in the deraisa. Ask the gemara. Ask Abaye on Rabbi Dimi. Yachi, if you tell me that it's in deraisa, am I poly rabbanan leder b'kutach bavli? Why b'kutach bavli? Is there a machlekes between the Chamim and Rabbi Lazar? Everyone over there should agree that within Kedei Achilas Pras he is able to eat a kazayis, so it should be Aser. Why Dafka is Rabbi Lazar saying it's Aser over there and not the Rabbanon? Elamai. So Rav Dimi says back to Abaye, what are you trying to suggest? That the Machlekes there, the Machlekes is about Het Masar for Iser. And here too, it's a Machlekes Het Masar for Iser, Bishop Het Masar for Iser, Seif Sif and Mapig Rabbanon Rabbi Lazar, Kutach Bavli. You still have your question. Why the Rabbanon argue by the case of Kutach Bavli? The mice over there, you still have a shear. If you hold that everyone agrees that it comes to a shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, a shear of Kazayis, that's enough for Nisr. So by Kutach Bavli, everyone should agree either. Ella, Hana Kutach Bavli, less like Kazayis, Kedei Achilas Pras. The answer is Kutach Bavli itself. I should really explain what it is again, just to chazor over. Kutach Bavli, of course, is the mixture of like stale bread with some milk and some other ingredients, some like, I don't know if it's like a vinegar, but some other ingredients. So it made Kutach Bavli. So the point is that do you have a shear of Kazayis of Isser in Kedei Achilas Pras, says Rav Dimi, the fact that we're not going there is because over there you don't have a share of Kazayas of Isser alone, but Kedei Achilas Pras Bechlal, Elahanach Kutach Bavli, Lesley Bukzai Kedei Achilas Pras. Why? The reason why not, Rav Dimi explains, is because Iba Enei, the Kasarf Achle, Kutach Bavli is more of a dip. It was a very strong flavored dish. It was more of a dip. So if you're eating it outright, that's not called eating. But the day it's called them. First of all, it takes a dip, a food that's meant to be a dip, and he just eats it straight. I don't know, it would be a good example. Maybe a trina, or maybe chrein. He goes and takes it and just eats it straight from the dish, chrein or trina. So it's batal daita, even if you ate it because I expect to eat this pras. It's batal daita, it's not a normal way of eating. Vimishit koshat vachal, and Alamai is eating it the normal way, namely, by dipping, less by because I expect to eat this pras. You won't get the because I expect to eat this pras, and therefore, that can't be the case. Therefore, that won't be a case of a kazayis. So leave that case out. That case has to be a machlekes of het misaraf lisser, not kazayis nechias pras. So Rav Dimi Dabai, don't be Mariah from the Kutach Bavli, because over there you don't have a kazayis but kazayis pras. Okay, Abai is still asks on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is saying Yisoid that when I have a kazayas of Isser within a kedeshes pras, I don't have to come on to the het gzar for Isser because that alone is enough to make a share of Isser. Eisve, shtei kedeshes of two pots, achash chul, achash truma. Two pots, one containing truma, one containing chulin. Lefem shem duchas, in front of them are two mortars we use to crush the different spices. And one of the mortars contained truma spice, and one contained chulin spice. And the mortars, the spices fell into the pots, and we don't know what fell into what. Did chulin fall into truma, or was chulin to chulin, and truma to truma, mutarim? We say, they're mutashani aimer, because I say, truma sech truma nafla, the chulin sech chulin nafla. I assume lakula, the truma spice fell into the truma, and the chulin into the chulin. Now, as Abayim, why am I make that assumption? Bishlam, if you say that, even though I end up with a shear of kazayas b'zeichios pras, since I'm by taruvus over here, it's not mitharif. So very good. That's why I can assume lakula, because anyway, the whole din of kadech, or let me say better, the din of a shear of kadechios pras over here by taruvus at least is only rabbinic, and therefore I don't have to worry, so I can be saimich lakula. But if the din of kadechios pras is deraisa, why am I allowed to be saimich lakula at the chuma found to chuma and the chul found to chulin? Ask the Gemara. Iamritz, kazayas b'chidechios pras. This is a biased question. Kedeshes pras to raisa. Am I amrina shani aimer k'tshuva l'soy? How can I say l'kula that tshuva found the tshuva and the chum found the chum? What gives me right to be lenient? Amr lei. So if Dimi says back, hanach tshuva stav derabanan. The tshuva of spices mechlal is derabanan. The tshuva of spices derabanan. So over there we can be lenient. Haguv because the tshuva there is derabanan. And a chaim if be tshuva deraisa, we would be machmer. Very similar question answer. Eisvei shtei kupas achas tshuva chulin achas tshuva. Two baskets. We've had this case in the past, two baskets, one containing chum, one containing chulin, flame shake saw, and in front of them are two saws of grain, achashum, achashuma. Again, one of chulin, one of chum, and they got combined. The box got fell into the, right, the saw fell into one box, saw fell into the other box, which one fell into what? Same story, mutarim, they would say everything's mutar, meaning nine kain could eat the chulin box. And the chum box, of course, only mutter for kain. Shani yam chum sechul naflu. I say chum found the chul and the chum naflu sechum naflu. And the chum found the chuma. Why am I be makel? A bias again. The amrit because I say with the echis pas the raisa. Bishlam if it's only drabanan. Okay, can we makel if it's the raisa? Why makel? Am I amrit shani aimer? Same story. Amalei hanachu chum bezbanazeh drabanan. So if Dimi said back, we're talking over there. Chum bezbanazeh, which is drabanan. That's why makel. But anachami, if it would be chum bezbanazeh, if it would be din the raisa, we would be machmer because we say an achilas. Kazayas within achilas pras, even if it's mixed with other items, if you can get a shear of achil alone of a kazayas, that would be an issur. So we have two yisaidis that we pointed out. One is that heter can be starved to isser to make a shear isser. We gave limitations when we say that dafka by nazir, dafka by trum by chametz on the mizbeach chametz and pesach, and then we have a separate din of a taruvus which has isser and heter, but I'm going to eat a full kazayas of isser within a kedechios pras. Even though it's taruvus, but it will end up being a shear of isser alone with the nechus pras. That alone, Redeemi says, is also going to be usser. Just a very key point, a side point, halacha lemaisa that comes out of this gemara, the first being a riot to the shaila when it comes to making a bracha achreina. Because making a bracha achreina, a person has to have a shear within the zman of a chiyus pras. The same halacha applies. We're talking about heter and isser, mitzvahs or isserim. It also applies the guy that did a bing of brach reina. What's only mechir brach reina if you have as a shear within the allotted amount of time? And the place can therefore bring, when it comes to drinking hot drinks, it's a big shayla. A person typically doesn't drink the shear revias in the amount of time because you sip it, you drink it slowly. So the mishmar brings that those that are machmirim, those that are makban on din, would make sure to, let's say, drink half their cup and leave over the last half or maybe a little less, but a shear of the amount of revias that till the drink cools off and then gulps that last amount in order to mechayim b'bracha achreina. One of the rites they bring in that discussion is from Arasugya. We'll pick up for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.